Listen up, little baby, and repeat after me. Don is the smartest guy I know. Come on, repeat. Don is the smartest...
Don, what are you doing?
Trying to teach this baby to talk, Yael. I figure babies learn through imitating, so I'm giving this one something to imitate.
Imitation does play some role in babies learning to talk, but some scientists at Indiana University have determined that babies, like young birds, also learn to talk through social interactions, such as touches and smiles. Young birds will change their tune, so to speak, in response to visible gestures. The human mothers involved in this research were instructed to interact with their babies without changing how they talked, but changing instead how they responded to their infants in other ways, through smiles and touches. These gestures stimulated the babies to respond with more mature, word-like sounds. That is, social interaction played a key role in how the babies matured vocally.
So you're saying that babies, bird or human, rely on some level on their ability to read social signals in order to learn how to talk or sing.
You got it. This research demonstrates that reading social signals functions as a tool for learning how to communicate orally. In other words, social learning is key to vocal learning. It's a precursor.
I guess that means I better smile big while I try to teach this kid to say that I'm the smartest person in the world.
Sounds like a good strategy.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.